Todd Lapps probably never envisioned that he'd spend his days harassing birds. He's operations manager at the Akron Canton Airport in Ohio. But for the past few years, he started doing everything he can to keep birds off the runway. Sometimes he just chases them in a truck while honking the horn.
If you chase them around enough, they get tired of it and they leave. But you may have to drive around blowing a horn for 5 minutes to get them to leave.
It's not that Lapps hates birds. He's actually trying to save them from getting sucked into plane engines. That's pretty bad for the birds. It can also damage the planes. The Federal Aviation Administration says bird strikes have killed more than 200 people worldwide since 1988, and it's cost the U.S. aviation industry hundreds of millions of dollars. Ever since geese took out both engines in U.S. Airways Flight 1549 earlier this year, leading to that dramatic flight into the Hudson River, more airports are paying attention to the surrounding wildlife. Mike Beeger is National Coordinator of the Airport Wildlife Hazards Program with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He says populations of larger birds, such as geese, are increasing, and at the same time, there are more planes in the air than there used to be.
So we're competing for the same airspace. So it's a probability. You know, the more times you fly, the more chances you have to strike something.
Beeger says most airports were built a little outside the city in green, wet areas, and those places attract a lot of birds and animals.
Birds may want to stop over there and rest. Airports that maybe did not have adequate fencing, you know, end up becoming possibly a refuge for deer or coyote.
At the Akron airport, they've recently cut down 40 acres of trees to make the area less attractive to wildlife. They've also started mowing to discourage bugs. Without bugs, there are fewer small mammals and birds. The folks in Akron think it's made a difference reducing the number of accidents. Airports are not required to report wildlife strikes, but some do voluntarily. So when the FAA opened its records on collisions between planes and birds and coyotes and even alligators this year, it looked like the number of accidents was on the rise at some airports. But Beeger says those numbers don't provide an accurate picture. Airports don't have to report them, so as many as 80% of strikes still go unreported.
So when we see these high numbers of strikes, it's important to realize that the airports are actually being proactive. They're reporting their strikes, which is a very good thing.
Beeger gives the example of JFK Airport in New York. It's in the top 10 airports nationwide reporting the most wildlife strikes. That sounds bad, but because JFK voluntarily reported accidents, biologists were able to figure out part of its problem. When the nearby bayberry bushes were ripe, they were attracting lots of birds. But by removing the bushes, they reduced the number of accidents. Researchers are also experimenting with higher tech solutions at airports. They're trying laser lights to harass birds away from hangars, using small radar units to track birds and warn planes of approaching danger. And they're using pulsating lights on planes to mimic bird predators. But for USDA wildlife biologist Rebecca Mahalko, the old-fashioned methods are the most rewarding, at least today. She works at Cleveland Hopkins Airport and just caught a red-tailed hawk.
I'm always excited when I catch a hawk. I guess I'm a kid that way.
Mahalko drove the hawk far away from the airport and released it. But to avoid so many accidents with wildlife, airports are going to have to do better than catching them one at a time or chasing after birds and honking at them. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.